From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
China's divorce rate has been rising for more than a decade, although it is still below the U.S.'s. There were 4 million divorces in China in 2016, and one cause is, of course, an extramarital affair. This has opened the door to an unusual industry where spouses can try to save their marriages. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack has more from Shanghai.
Miss Yao was happily married for more than a decade. Then last year, she says, a woman half her husband's age showed up on their doorstep. It was his mistress.
I called my friend Ming Li. I said, what should I do? The enemy is at the gate.
Ming Li recalls coming over and facilitating talks between Miss Yao, her husband, and the mistress.
I was introduced by Miss Yao as a friend, a trusted older sister who is trained in psychology.
What the husband or mistress didn't know is that Miss Yao had hired Ming Li to break up the affair. Ming Li is called a mistress dissuader. Her job is to infiltrate the lives of mistresses secretly and get them to break off the affair. And she's good. Miss Yao's husband cut ties with the other woman, who now leaves the couple alone. How did Ming Li do it?
I introduced the mistress to a new boyfriend.
She'll even find the mistress a job in a new city. But all this doesn't come cheap. Ming Li charges $300 an hour. She's been doing it since 2010. There are no exact figures on how many mistress dissuaders there are in China, but Ming Li's firm alone has nearly 300. A local media report about Dai Pengjun, a private detective and mistress dissuader, who says his success rate is 50%. He can charge more than $150,000. Why would anybody pay that? In part, because divorce laws in China favor the man. And divorce is still a major stigma, he says.
It can affect your children. They will be less desirable as marriage candidates.
For an extra fee, he also provides counseling for wives, like this.
You're in your 30s or 40s. You're old. Your beauty will fade. You must avoid late-night snacks or you'll get fat.
For this service, it seems, you don't just need money, but also a thick skin. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.